Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Jensen Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits, Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bag, Pyrrhus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minneota Building Center, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Ludwigson Tiling, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Sawareable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, the Sprand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislison's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead. Section Sports brought to you by Lackbarl Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixin Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Well, thank you, Maynard, and welcome back to New London Spicer High School for the championship match in Section 3AA Wrestling, featuring Team United with a 25-2 record against Marshall now with a 25-4 record. So Marshall defeated New Ulm by the score of 45-15, and Team United defeated Laverne 60-11. These two teams met right away in November, and Team United at Lackawanna Valley, Team United won that match by the score of 35-28. But since that time, Marshall has dropped the weight that class. So who knows? It's what we do know for sure, Danny. It's the best two teams in Section Double A.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And like we said before, this is why you work out all year to get to this point for these kids, and this is why you wrestle these matches. I mean, teams can adjust in wrestling, and things change. So, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and they're familiar foes.
Oh, yeah.
So they know each other, probably wrestled each other many times in the elementary and junior high. So let's go through the State Farm starting lineup. That's sponsored by Tony Arata with offices in Canby and in Madison. And what we've done for seven times on the air is have you start off with the Team United.
All right, for Team United, we're weighing in 207 pounders. Griffin Johnson, a seventh grader, and Eli Olson, a sophomore.
The Marshall Tigers are doing the same at 107 pounds. Sophomore Lincoln Christensen, an eighth grader, Gavin Williams.
For United at 114 pounds, also two wrestlers weighing in, Gavin Morton and Nelson Velasquez, Jr.
Okay, and Marshall as well could also have somebody from 107 move up to 14, but in the program, they have two listed at eighth grader Levi Kraft and eighth grader Andrew Yang.
For United at 121 pounds, Tygan Long, a junior.
And junior also for Marshall, who dropped down a weight class, Landon Marthaler, a junior.
For United at 127 pounds, two wrestlers, Ben Gunlickson, a sophomore, and Grayson Olson, a junior.
Also, at 127 with Marshall, just one weighing in, a sophomore, Dawson DeCamp.
For United at 133 pounds, Holland Shocker, a sophomore.
For Team United, two weighed in, Marshall Tigers at 133, Truman Gilbertson and Dylan Luigi, who is currently ranked number two in the state and undefeated.
For United at 139 pounds, two wrestlers, Dan Gunlickson, a senior, and Adrian Norman, a senior.
At 139, one wrestler, Tyson Luigi, a sophomore.
For United at 145 also has two wrestlers, Bentley Boffin, a freshman, and Cameron Sather, a sophomore.
Marshall as well with 145, junior Drew Chandler, and senior Colin Klinken.
At 152 for United, Mason Peterson, a senior.
Marshall has two that weighed in, Braden Chandler, a ninth grader, at 152, and Matthew Herr, a senior.
For United at 160 pounds, Brian Rohde, a sophomore.
At 160 pounds, state-ranked senior Tate Gonzago for Marshall.
For United at 172, two wrestlers, Gabe Lowry, a sophomore, and Noah Meyer, a junior.
For Marshall, just one weighing in, senior Tucker Finney.
For United at 189 pounds, Parker Boffin, a senior.
For Marshall, two weighed in at 189, junior Joshua Kraft and junior Adam Matheson.
For United, two wrestlers at 215 pounds, Zach DeBeer, a senior, and Landon Olson, a junior.
Also, just one weighed in at 215 for Marshall Tigers, a junior, Gavin Schaefer.
And at heavyweight for United, Brady Rohde, a senior.
Also a senior for Marshall at 285, Andrew Colden. Coaches?
Head coach for the United, Hank Ireland. Assistant coaches, Ryan Swenson, Luke Boffin, Mike Coyle, Ken Sather, and Sam Henriksen.
A great coaching staff for Team United as well. For Marshall, head coach Ethan Hoppe, Travis Christensen, assistant. Other assistants, David Winger, David Kraft, and David Kraft, yeah. So, there is your State Farm starting lineups, sponsored by Tony Arata, with offices in Canby and in Madison. And we will take this break. The captains and coaches are all meeting with the officials right now. When we come back, we'll take this break. When we come back, we'll start the wrestling.
Are you tired of generic furniture that lacks character? Elevate your living space with one-of-a-kind custom woodwork from Tom Ludvigson at T&D Barnwood Rustics. Turn your dreams into handcrafted reality. Imagine the perfect dining table, a unique bookshelf, a bar for your man cave, all designed just for you. Call Tom to schedule your consultation. Transform your space with custom woodwork from T&D Barnwood Rustics, where every piece tells a story. Unleash the beauty of custom woodworking today. Tom also does floor overlays. Talk to Tom today. Give him a call at 605-695-5292. Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Okay, thank you, Matt Maynard. We're ready to go. The two officials are out there, and the public address announcer will be naming the wrestlers. We probably know who they are anyway, for sure, for Team United, but we've seen Marshall enough that we should be able to identify them as well.
This is going to get loud. We got both United fans and Marshall fans behind us. Hey, credit New Ulm. There's a majority of their crew that was here for the first match is sitting here and watching.
Yep, they're still watching. They want to watch it just like we do.
So those fans are getting into it too, and a lot of their wrestlers are sitting down there having a little snack after their duel.
And they're scouting for next week for the individual part.
Absolutely.
Eli is going out there. Okay, the referees are having them shake hands, and away we go. We'll listen to the PA announcer to see who it is for Marshall.
It'll either be Lincoln Christensen or Gavin Williams. Hey, it's Christensen.
Yep. He wrestled in November at 114 pounds, so he dropped the weight class. Team United beat Marshall. That means nothing now, but on November 30th, by the score of 35-28.
Eli shoots in down underneath Christensen. Christensen tries to spin around the corner. Eli uses that length again and is able to grab his body and bring him back around. We got a little stoppage here, blood or something. We got blood already on Christensen here.
And Eli Olson currently with a 39-5 record, and Christensen currently with a 34-5 record.
Yeah, Eli shot down underneath and probably just kind of popped him in the nose with the top of his head. So that's going to happen when you get some really, really good wrestlers going at it.
Yeah.
So, and especially this time of year, they're a little beat up anyway. So nothing illegal there. Just cut flight. Yeah. So we're done. Just got time to clean everybody up, and
both teams are fired up. We just hope that the Team United is fired up like they were on Thursday night.
Right.
I anticipate that they are.
I can't believe they wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's a great group of kids, and they're getting along well, and they're having a lot of fun, so there's really no reason not to be just at the top of your game right now.
And both teams have a great fan base behind us.
It's going to be loud.
Yeah. Okay, 1:10 left in the first period, no score. Both on their feet, moving around. Neither one really likes to hook up, so they like to change levels.
Both fairly same stature here. Eli maybe just a hair taller, but they're both kind of long, lanky, 107-pounders. So,
yep. Eli's wrestled 107 all season long. Last year he wrestled 100 and whatever the weight class was then, 105, I guess, but he had to drink water to make it. Now he's a 207-pounder.
Down to 25 seconds here in first period. Both guys not risking anything, which is the way this match is going to go. Everybody's going to kind of not take any chances.
And Eli's folks are Stephanie and Jeremy. Had a chance to talk to Jeremy between matches a little bit. Had him as a baseball player back in the day.
Yep. Looks like, Eli shoots in on a beautiful single, but time's running low, and Christensen had the whiz run, but that's a confidence builder. Yep.
Choice goes to Marshall. Choice goes to Eli. He defers, and Chet.
Christensen takes down.
Yep.
If nothing else, that's a really big confidence builder for Eli if they get back on their feet. He hit a beautiful single. Now Christensen's trying to get up and away. Eli keeps tripping and tearing, and they're right out on the edge of the match. And Christensen gets away for the escape. Both wrestlers back to the middle of the mat. This is the way a lot of these matches are going to go. There's not going to be any real risk here. They're going to try and get something set up that they like and try and be as solid as they can be.
Now they are hooked up. They both like shooting in. Eli does shoot in for a single, but
kind of got trapped in a fireman's carry on right there, but he's able to come out of that. No damage done for either of them. Eli has shot a couple more times than Christensen has, so stay busy, make things happen. They're shooting again. Christensen comes around, tries to come around the corner. Eli keeps sitting. Christensen comes around and gets the hook and gets the takedown.
Now Eli sits out, and he comes up with a clasp. Christensen, Eli's going to get a point for clasping hands. All they got to do is touch. And we'll go to the referee's position with the score. Oh, okay. We must have blood again.
Yeah, his blood came out of his nose, so okay. Should be a quick cleanup. Little time for Eli to go talk to his coaches, Coach Ireland and Coach Swenson out there talking to Eli while they're cleaning up the blood.
Eli initiated that move where Christensen got the takedown. He countered it nice, but as soon as he got the takedown, Eli went for a switch, and Christensen's hands locked, just touched, and that's the penalty. Eli stands up. Christensen brings him down to the mat. Eli's trying really hard to get up to his face. Under 30 seconds left in the first period, Eli, it'd be nice if he could get up there and get an escape or a reversal.
Get another point on the board here. It will be his choice in the third period, so a point would be big right here, but it looks like Christensen's going to just bear down on that, riding a deep waist and a rip. Eli's trying hard, but he's not going to be able to come around the corner. Time's going to run out. So it will be Eli's choice, and he's going to choose down, I'm assuming. Although, yeah, Christensen did ride him out, so, yeah. Going to go neutral. Yep. Well, he had some good shots on him. So.
He did. And he is trailing takedown. We'll tie it up,
right? There's been no stalling called, but Eli's going to have to push the issue here.
Yep.
To get Christensen to either give into a takedown or maybe build some warnings on him. Christensen's just standing in the middle of that, attempting anything, just playing the game.
You know, there's 13 weight classes this year in Minnesota in wrestling, but the winner of this match is a big one on the final score.
That's right, sure. Eli shot in, tried to get a single, but Christensen pretty quick, got his leg back and blocked it in the back of the seat. Eli tries another single. He's got to keep shooting like that. He's just got to keep doing that, and the official should make him wrestle.
Yep.
He has attempted nothing, so. And he doesn't have to until he starts getting penalized, so. Oh, he gets in on a deep, tries to fire a fireman's carry on Eli. Eli tried to hip toss him. And Christensen gets the takedown.
54 seconds left in the match. 5-1 now. Christensen ahead. Eli's got to get up to his face and get going.
Christensen just riding a wrist and a deep waist right here, sitting on an ankle.
Not getting out to the side at all.
Right.
Under 40 seconds.
He really doesn't have to until the official makes him either, you know. That's
right.
That's the game that they're playing. I'm sure they said, you get him down and you're ahead, you just ride him hard. Kind of some old school wrestling, and Eli's going to get one for stalling. I don't know about that.
Got to get out to the side.
Right.
15 seconds.
He's done nothing but ride vertical right up and down Eli's back. So, yeah, I don't know why the official thinks that, but that looks like that's the way the match is going to end up. 5-1.
Yeah. And Marshall wins the match. Christensen wins the match. 5-1. The UFB Minnesota scoreboard now reads Marshall 3. And Team United, nothing. We'll keep it right here for the 114-pound weight class. As Gavin Mortensen will be coming out for Team United, we know that.
Yeah, they've got two guys weighed in at 114.
Eli Kraft or Andrew Yang, or else they get to bring the other 7-pounder up. So we'll have to wait until the PA announcer says.
Thank you.
Levi Kraft, an eighth grader with a 5-11 record. Gavin is a freshman.
Yeah, Gavin's got to get after this one. This should be a match where he can take advantage of his strength and speed. Oh, there he did a nice head tap, shot in, got his head trapped in the middle, but he's coming around the back door here.
26-9, so Gavin.
Gets the takedown.
Got the takedown. His folks are Becca and Randy Mortensen, and I know Grandma and Grandpa. Buddy and Gail are listening and watching, and Marissa along with them.
Gavin's just applying a lot of pressure on him, just pushing him away, and they're going to give him the escape. Oh, he slips right back in the front headlock, so there's going to be no escape there. I think he's going to let him go here, put him on his feet.
Yeah. So 2-1 right now, 58 seconds left.
Yeah, Gavin's just got to open up on this kid.
Oh, he's really good on his feet.
Yeah, he's doing nothing but stalling and blocking and hanging on. So Gavin's just got to open it up and try and catch him. Goes down to a high single. Oh, he just missed the half on the way down.
Leads now 4-1, 35 seconds left in the first period.
That was close. He picked him up in a single and almost got the half Nelson. We talk about this all the time. Good way to put people on their back is to take them down because their arms start flailing away and it opens up for halves. And so,
best time to score points is right after you have scored points.
And he's trying to get a kind of a neck wrench on Kraft, but time is running low, down to 6 seconds. Their coaches are telling keep them on the mat, don't give up a few points. So that's the way the period is going to end up, 4-1.
Yep.
And it's Marshall's choice.
He defers. Gavin chooses
down.
Neutral. Okay. He's really quick out the whistle. Yeah, he gets in the stand up. So quick he got out of there so quick. Now he breaks away completely. So leading now 5-1.
As we're just talking about, this is where Gavin wants to be and try to catch his craft a little off balance. And Gavin's a pretty good pinner, so if he can catch him on the way down, that's the way they want it.
And he was so good at changing levels.
Yeah, and right here, I mean, Kraft is just blocking. He has not even attempted a takedown, and I'm sure that's what his job is to go out there and stall out. But
there, he's in there on a single and gets the takedown.
Got the lead in, too, I think, on the leg, so he can apply a lot of pressure with that. There, Kraft gets his legs freed up. I think he ought to just take him down and let him up. Take him down and let him up right now.
Well, their coaches will let him know.
Yeah, coaches are yelling, let him go, let him go. You got a minute. Kraft is hanging on for dear life. There, he's going to get warned for stalling. He didn't want to let go of Gavin's wrist.
Yeah.
Gavin was trying to rip his arms out of there. I think he should still let him go. There's 25 seconds to go. I know
all he's doing is holding his hands.
Yeah, just hanging on for dear life. Yeah, let him go. You got plenty of time.
Let him go. Let him
pop that head up. Oh, he just missed the underhook. Come charging in, trying to get an underhook on him. Come around the corner.
1 point. Now he's got 20 seconds to get out of the takedown.
7-2. Man, Kraft is just back it up. He's got to go quick here. Gonna run out of time in the period.
Okay. Second period's over. Still leading 7-2.
2 minutes yet. A lot of time. Kraft looks pretty tired. Gavin's just got to keep mauling here.
He's gonna go international. Oh, he's gonna light him up.
Let him go.
So it's 7-3.
He's got to keep pushing now. Kraft has got the warning.
Take him,
falling on.
Take him down, let him up.
Has done absolutely nothing on his feet. So
right. Take him down and try to pin him real quick and then let him go.
He's got to just keep pushing the issue. Shoots in, gets his head trapped in the middle a little bit again. This is going to take him some time, but gets the takedown.
He's going to let him go. Get off to the side. He's trying to get a near side cradle on.
9-3. Falling away.
Yeah.
9-4. One point for Gavin. 1 point. I think he's got that wrong. Kraft is the one that ran off the mat.
Yeah, that's, I don't agree with that call. They called Gavin for pushing him off the mat. Game easy checkpoint.
9-5,
excuse me. Gavin's just got a rip and tear in that head right there. He's got in a nice deep shot right in the middle again. Got to somehow work on let him go.
So it's 11-6. Take him down, let him up, take him down, let him up. Try to get a major.
Or, way down.
Yeah, like Danny says, get a spinning combination and you're taking him down.
Kraft is just doing nothing.
Just stalling up.
Just grabbing her wrist and backing off. Tried a little shuck there, but that's... Oh, right there's where Gavin should have shot in. Kraft kind of charged him. Now he's got him up in the air, maybe. Well, he's going to get a takedown out of it.
13-6. And he'll let him go again, 13-7.
Kraft has not earned a point.
Take him down. He'll have a major.
A lot of times.
Yep.
Man, I just can't believe they're not stalling him. He's went nowhere but backwards. There's another takedown for Gavin.
Now he's got the major, 15-7, an 8-point lead. Don't let him go now.
Yep. Oh, he's like it. Well, not now, but. I think Marshall's happy with a 4-point decision, to tell you the truth right now. Yeah. Gavin's doing a good job of hanging onto that leg. Walk him out of bounds. Well, he's going to get the major out of this.
Yep, 15-7. Puts Team United on the board for the first time. Or UFB Mineola scoreboard now reads Marshall.
No, they got it screwed up.
Yeah.
It should be 4-3.
Marshall
in favor of United.
Marshall 3 and Team United.
There they got her. 4-3.
4-3. Team United ahead. We'll take this break. We'll be back at the 121-pound weight class after this.
Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City has the best selection of new and used fifth wheels and travel trailers. For great prices and the best service around, shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City. They're located right off Highway 7. So if you're looking for a new camper or used, Rebel Camper has a very large selection to choose from. For your next camper, shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Clara City. Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
Back here at New London Spicer, Dick Noon along with Danny Lee, we have Landon Mothar, currently ranked number 9 in the state, junior against Tygan Long, also a junior, with a 18-14 record. Mothar with a takedown and a 2-point near fall, leading along with 35 seconds left. They're right on the edge of the mat. Long trying to get up to his base. Mothar has an arm underneath.
Got a wrist trapped through his leg. Now he throws in an arm bar. 25 seconds go. Tygan does a nice job of breaking that.
Yeah.
Well, not giving up any points.
Well, Mothar trying to work for a country boy, but he still has the arm behind.
Down to 10 seconds here in the period. Marcelo is bringing him around. Getting some points out of this. Not going to get a 5 count, so just 2. Yep. 2 points near fall.
Yep. Leading now 6-0. Choice goes to Long. He defers. Malkar chooses neutral.
Six to zero. Sagan goes down underneath, and Marthaler just snaps the head down and goes around the corner and gets the takedown.
Tiger's folks are Jennifer and Jason.
Marthaler kind of pushed Tiger away. Tiger turned around quick and shot right back in there. He had a single for a second, but Marthaler is tough yet.
Marthaler let him go to get a one, but then turned right around and get a duck under and got another takedown, now leading 10-1. And he's going to push Long away. Try to find a near side cradle. Hasn't trying to fight off, but he's got a lot of time.
His inside shoulder is up right now.
A foul at 2 minutes and 57 seconds. So the UFB Minnesota scoreboard now reads Marshall 10 or 9 and Team United 4. We're going to keep it right here.
So the next 27 then. Let's see, and they've got a couple choices they can bump up, but it probably will be Dawson DeCamp, I think.
I would guess. Ben Gunnarsson, we know that. Dawson DeCamp, a sophomore with a 14-12 record, and Ben Gunlickson, state ranked, with a
in on a nice single right here. Oh, and he catches the cradle on the way down.
He's got DeCamp on his back, and this is fight.
He's trying to hook up that three leg from bouncing around. Oh, and he almost pulls him over the top, but he rocks him back.
Guys are up on the edge of the mat there. It says,
really good ball! And 54 seconds. What a ball!
10-9.
Fired up.
He's ready.
Your UFP Minnesota scoreboard now reads Team United 10 and Marshall 9. So we've had two lead changes already.
All under Grayson here. This is an advantage of what we got with our point left. We're playing the game already here a little bit, but we got a 1 point lead going into 133.
Looks like Marshall's got to be first or declare first.
Grayson Olson flowing out for us.
Grayson Olson. Against Grayson Olson against Dylan Lawaji, who already has a takedown. He's ranked second in the state.
Yeah, he's tough.
Yeah.
I think he's been on the state 3 times.
Yeah.
So it'll be 4 times this year, probably.
And he is a senior. He's 42-0.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
He's very, very smooth. He has been since he was young. He has got a ton of wins in his career, so.
So Grayson Olson.
Right here, Lawaji's going to cut him loose, so Grayson will get an escape.
Stephanie and Jeremy are his folks. He's the older brother of Eli, the 7-pounder. And his job is avoid the fall.
Come on, Grayson.
If he can. So
Awaji lets him go again. Grayson shoots him down on a nice single. Just about got there. Awaji comes around the left side and gets another takedown. Yep.
Leading now 6-2. Down to 50 seconds left in the first period.
Throws in a stiff cross face, trying to get the cradle on Grayson. Grayson comes up to his knees. Now Lawaji's cranking on it. Grayson's doing everything he can to break their hands apart. Now Lawaji's got it like locked up, and he's brought him back over. 30 seconds to go here in first period. This is a very tight cradle, but Grayson's doing a great job of keeping that inside shoulder up.
Well,
he's got his head turned in. Lawaji's losing the grip, and he's going to come out of it.
It's a 2-point field goal, making it 9-2 with 10 seconds left in the first period. Lawaji trying to get some more back points, but time's going to run out. As the first period now expires, with 9-2 lead for Lawaji. Choice goes to Grayson. Lawaji will go neutral. Grayson is a little taller than Lawaji.
I was just going to say that. He's got to use his length to keep Lawaji away from his legs. Just keep the hands in the middle. Lawaji snaps in. He's got to just try and block that. Yeah, right here, Lawaji's going to go around the corner on Grayson. He's very good at that front guy. Stay up on the knee. Be ready to move.
Coming around the back and trying to get into a near side cradle.
Then no points awarded yet for the takedown because Grayson still has Lawaji's arm. There he gets awarded takedown. 11-2.
Grayson is warned for stalling. At the same time, Lawaji throws in a good hard cross face, but Olsen doesn't let him clasp his hands, and he's trying to get up to his base.
Oh, man. Gave him another warning for stalling.
Now, 1 point penalty that Lawaji gets. Now 12-2, under a minute left in the second period.
Grayson's trying to get up to his base, but every time he does, Lawaji just jumps in and grabs he hits a hard cross base and tries to go for that far side cradle.
Yep.
Grayson got up to his base there, they're right out of the edge of the mat, and he takes him out of bounds.
35 seconds left in the second period. Grayson will be down with a fresh start. See if he can work for an escape of some time or a reversal.
Grayson's just got to stay busy here.
Yep. Lawaji goes around in
front.
Got a double underhook on him.
He's got that chin lock, but Grayson does get that peeled off his neck. So now he's up to his feet.
Lawaji
tries a little inside trip. Got the Russian tie here.
See if Grayson can get a point. Lawaji's going around the corner if he can. Grayson got a leg, but
no points were awarded. Never got the separation. So down to that's it. So 12-2, the end of two. And it's going to be Grayson's choice.
He chooses up. Good choice. Oh,
going to go international.
I guess. Just
push him away, probably. And then if he gets taken down, it's a tech ball. No, it wouldn't be like.
Need a
couple. Yeah. Lawaji snaps Grayson down. Grayson still has that elbow under control. Now Lawaji gets his elbow off, pops it underneath. Got him in a front headlock here. Hey, Grayson almost catches him on his back. Wow. That was high risk by Lawaji there.
15-2, and then now he lets Grayson go, so 15-3. Grayson's just on his knees. Lawaji is trying to circle around behind. Well, Grayson grabs an arm.
They were trying to get the official call stalling on that, but now he does too. They listen to him. So that's another point. Now if he gets taken down, Grayson gets popped over on a headlock.
fighting his back off to get out of there, and that's going to be the tech ball.
Okay, tech ball. 18 to 3. So he served 18 points. He did. Your UFB Minnesota scoreboard now reads
14-10, Marshall.
14, Marshall, 10, Team United.
Going into 139. Dan Gunnlaugsson.
Dan Gunnlaugsson going out. 45-0. 45-0, ranked third in the state.
And probably Tyson Lawaji, I'm guessing. I'm not 100%, or Chandler.
Oh, Chalker, this is how.
Okay. Colin Chalker.
Oh, sure.
Against Tyson Lawaji, a sophomore. Chalker also a sophomore, 33-10, and Lawaji is 25-9. Chalker coming around. Back and forth they go. There's no point. Oh, 2 points out.
2 point takedown. There's been no back point for Warder. Berry makes a one count. Too far away from the mat.
Holland's working at trying to get that wrist out of there, trying to rotate to his stomach. Okay, just a 2 point takedown. Holland tried to throw the move first.
Yep. Now he's counting. Got two anyway.
Two down in.
Yeah.
Shot letting go of that arm. Holland has that wrist taped up too, so it's easy for Lawaji to hang on to that. But he's going to get 2 point near fall also.
Now Lawaji's got the wrist, got the hand going across the arm bar, and got the wrist. But you got to look for the.
Oh, he's up. Holland got his arm out here. Now he's got a little more pace to him. Trying to come around to the Granby roll, but Lawaji blocks that off.
That's how the first period's going to end, 4-0. But Holland's got two more periods to tie it up or go ahead. He's a dangerous wrestler, boys.
He is. You find
he is fun to watch.
It's going to be Lawaji's choice.
He defers, and Holland looks at his coaches and goes down. This is a big match.
This is huge.
Oh, nice switch. Did it too quick.
He come out of that so fast that Lawaji actually slid right by him.
Right.
He still has that leg underneath, trapped underneath, so he's trying to lift Lawaji here. Lawaji's going to try and thread that arm bar back in there.
Thirty seconds gone in the second period. Still 4-0, Lawaji.
Holland's trying to get up to his base. Lawaji just bumps him back down to his hip. Now he tries a little inside switch. Lawaji blocks that off. Lawaji not doing a whole lot on top either here.
No.
Just got Holland trapped on his hip, keeping that wrist. Now Holland gets up to his face here a little bit.
Trying to get his legs free.
Lawaji's got a two, and we get the falling call.
Wow.
Lawaji had a two-on-one wrist right now. He gets... Holland's trying to come around the corner here and can't quite get it completed. Lawaji almost caught him and put him on his back there, and Holland was able to block that. And he is working hard underneath, but Lawaji's just hanging on to rest.
Yep.
He's not trying any pin combinations, has an ankle wrapped up.
Down to 20 seconds left in the second period, still just 4-0.
Holland's had to expend a lot of energy in these first two periods. Now they're going to finally warn Lawaji. Just hanging on to that wrist and sitting on that one ankle. Gives Holland a fresh fresh start here, so this should be big. Tries to stand up, coming around the inside. Lawaji dropped
down.
Trying
to throw out. Lawaji trying to pick them up.
Lawaji's just going to hang on to this. Well, this really isn't stalling underneath here. Got Holland kind of rocked back on his hip. 4-0.
Lawaji's choice, he chooses down.
Well, hope Holland can wrap up a cradle or something here.
Referee
blew the whistle too quick. Holland didn't have his elbow right yet. Officials, my bad, he said, my bad. He restarts him.
Lawaji trying to stand up. Now he's trying to switch. Holland trying to re-switch.
Holland's got his leg trapped underneath. Holland's not in a good spot right here. Lawaji's coming around the corner if he gets an arm through.
Got the reversal. Lawaji did, leading off 6-0. But the hand underneath.
Right here, Holland's got to make sure he keeps this to a simple three decision.
Yep.
Not get turned over on his back. He's got to work on them wrists and just stay busy. Act busy underneath. There he's getting back to his pace now. You got to be careful so he doesn't turn right into Lawaji. Lawaji has a wrist trapped down back behind his leg. There he's got his hands free now. He's coming up to his base, does a shoulder-to-shoulder roll.
Trying to come out the back door.
Trying to come up here. Lawaji just hanging on to dear life.
Is that a scissors? Or...
No. Holland trying to come up, but Lawaji's just hanging onto that one leg. Not able to come around it.
Kill me.
Oh, that's all right.
Yep.
So Holland wasn't going to gain anything out of that. Okay, gets a fresh whistle here. 41 seconds to go. Neither one, a whole lot of action right off the whistle. That's right where Holland probably should have busted it, but... Lawaji got
a lot of energy expelled.
Yeah, I'm sure he's gassing right now too because he's had to fight hard. Well, the official's going to warn him for stalling again.
So under 20 seconds, if you, like Danny said, keep it to a simple decision. Down to 10 seconds.
Looks like that's the way this match is going to end up. Lawaji's not doing anything either, so.
Wins the match by the score of 7-0. Lawaji now the UFP and the Otis scoreboard reads Marshall 17 and Team United 10. We'll keep it right here for the 145 pound weight class. We're going to keep Dan Henriksen out there. Dan Henriksen, 45-0, ranked third in the state.
Clinton.
He is a junior with a 13-8 record. Put him out just to try to avoid the pin, I'm sure. And Dan got the takedown already. Looking to get Lincoln on his back.
Well, Dan's a good pinner. He's got
over 100 pins in his career.
I mean, this is perfect for us right here, hopefully.
Yeah. And Sam and Jeannie are his folks.
Let's see if we can get the officials to work a stalling for us.
Yeah.
Oh, that last match was a couple crazy ones, I thought.
Yeah.
Looks over coaches. He goes, like, let him go or keep him down. He pointed down. Coaches said, okay, do what you got to do.
I even got 5 minutes to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go and cut him loose here. Riding the right side here, just trying to get an arm bar or something on Clinton.
He's got a job to do out there, too. I'm sure he was told by his Marshall coaches, just don't go to your back.
And there he goes, lets him roll, leading 2-1.
This way he can open him up a little bit.
Yep.
Take him down and catch him on the way down. Dan's got a deep underhook, and Clinkin just steps back. Clinkin's just countering everything that Dan does right here. He's not going to step into anything. And that makes it tough on Dan, too. It's hard to take a guy down that's not giving you pressure.
Right. First period's going to end up 2-1.
And it's going to be Dan's choice. He's going to defer.
Lincoln chooses down. Off the whistle. Dan just kind of waits to see what Clinkin is going to do.
And Clinkin does nothing.
He
just falls out. Now Dan breaks him down to his stomach, throws in a stiff cross face.
Oh, he's doing a good job of writing. He's getting warned for selling, Dan is.
Yeah. He is just sitting there posting out. He's not keeping his wrists out front. He's not going to give Dan anything. Now Dan comes back, tries a stiff cross face in there. Clinkin just kind of hanging around. Got to push that elbow up to get to that elbow.
There he's got.
He's got it hooked up, and Clinkin's just stretching. Yeah, this is, should be another warning here real quick. Wow. Stalling called on Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't agree with that one
at all, but
I'm not officiating, so.
Now the two officials are talking to each other. Marshall, assistant coaches over there.
I don't know if they're talking about how many warnings Stalling are on, but they each have one, so there's no point. Coach is probably trying to just give Clinkin a little breather. 2-1. That is right.
With 1 minute left in the second period.
Clinkin actually tried to come up and stand up there. Dan caught him and ripped him back down to the mat, but having a hard time getting any bars or anything on Clinkin. Clinkin's strong. I mean, he's a well-built kid.
Yeah.
Doesn't have very many wins, but 10-9. Dan's trying to rip a leg up. Get him in a near side cradle, trying to bend Clinkin over, but Clinkin's just not giving anything. He's just posting out, staying low. I think Dan should cut him loose, to tell you the truth. See if he can open him up on his feet. Marshall coach is yelling, get your one. He hasn't got a chance to get his one.
No.
He's been pretty much flat on his belly, so. It will be Dan's choice here in the
third
period. Just 2-1. Dan's going to choose down. Clink has got to be a little bit tired. He's been defending the whole way around. So
Dan up on his feet.
Comes up right there. Does a little hip ice over the top. It gets a reversal on Clinkin. So 4-1 right now. Now he goes right up to the. I think I'd let him up on his feet. Clinkin's just strong enough to keep from getting cross face and stuff. Yeah. Franken is just, he's doing everything he can to not give up the point. And no officials letting him get away with it. There's a warning right here. Well, can we get 1 point out of that? Maybe that'll open up a little bit. Dan's trying to get that cradle up stuff. He's got a dandy, and he's got a lot of time.
He's got a minute.
Doesn't quite get it locked in, though. Clankin's able to, like I said, Clankin's a strong physical kid.
Okay, he lets him go.
Blood. Okay, got a little blood on Dan here. I would try and get out there as fast as I could. Don't give Clankin any rest time here. 5-1. I did not see how much time was left. Probably, what, minute 30? Just a minute.
We are a minute.
1 minute to go. He's going to cut him loose.
Yeah. So 5-2. He's got to go for the kitchen sink if he can.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to risk anything either, but yeah.
Try for an inside cradle instead of a far side cradle. Huh? That's a takedown. 7-2. Got 35 seconds.
Try and get a quick two here.
That needs more than that.
I mean, yeah, I'd need a 5-point or a 3-pointer. Need a 5-second turn. This is unreal. 20 seconds to go, and he's just laying flat on his belly, blocking. It's not doing anything. The official's not calling it. Coaches are saying, arms out, push them away. Yep. Should warn them again right here.
Oh!
Got a nice takedown right at the end there. Not enough though. Yeah, one short of it, but he did everything he could.
Yeah. We're going to keep it right here for Cameron Sather coming out next. We need some big matches now.
Yeah.
We're at 152, and Cameron Sather coming out here for Team United. Sophomore with 35-9 record.
I'm guessing this is Braden Chandler.
Probably, a ninth grader.
Yep.
He is a freshman with a 24-11 record. Cameron pushes down the head, goes from one side to the other. Now comes around and hooks a leg and gets a takedown. Chandler is laying on his stomach.
Chandler got the far wrist trap, tried to throw in a stiff half Nelson on the opposite side. Now he throws in a stiff cross face, comes back across from the other side, jumping side to side here.
His folks are assistant coach Kenny and the white Jamie. 1 minute gone in the first match.
Chandler just blocking underneath here. All
Marshall, all they've done in practice this last week or so is work on defending the far side cradle. And it's worked so far.
Yeah, they're doing, their guys are doing what they got to do. It's not fun to watch.
Yeah.
He looks over to the coaches. And Chandler just laying flat on his stomach. Just countering everything does. Now Cameron tries to pull out an arm bar. Tries to run him over. It's hard to wrestle guys that are doing what Marshall's doing, and they're getting away with it. So.
Yeah.
But they're just grabbing wrists and hanging on, not doing nothing. There's a warning finally. No points yet awarded. That was the first one, but 5 seconds to go. Looks like it's going to end up 2-0 here. know. Cameron's probably just got to get on the feet and open him up. He was so dangerous on his feet. Chandler defers. Cameron's going to choose down. Two to zero. Off the whistle, Cameron just kind of sat there to see what Chandler was going to do. And
they met in November. Sather won, but it was only 6-2.
Okay. Well, they're a very physical team. They've spent their time in the weight room also. You can see that.
Yeah.
Cameron tries to hit the stand up there, and Chandler just blocks that, brings him right back down to the mat. 1:30 to go in the second period. Right on the edge of the mat. Get off the mat and get a fresh start. What he does, 1:23 to go.
Well, Sather up on his feet, and Chandler goes with him, brings him up in the air and down. Cameron trying to get up to his base.
That's another thing. It's hard to get up to your base when a guy's just straddling right along on top of you.
Yeah.
Right out of the edge of the mat, Hammer hits a... Cameron tries to hit a switcher, and Chandler somehow comes out of that with a leg ride. Good scramble by him.
Yeah.
Right out of the edge of the mat. Trying to... Cameron just trying to get off the mat right here. Chandler's trying to pull him back on. That's just stalling, basically.
Clock's ticking as
man
this
alive.
Is going
this,
on.
This is crazy. He's just sitting there hanging on. Cameron's got to force him off the mat. There. Get a fresh start. The official was going to let him sit there as long as he wanted to, it seemed like.
See if Chandler can beat him on the whistle. 30 seconds left in the second period. Just 2-0 lead for Cameron Sather. Now he tries a shoulder roll, and he comes out of it with a, not a reversal yet.
He's got the leg off. It should be. There it goes. Little shoulder roll there, and then caught him with an ankle hook. Just 10 seconds to go here, so he probably doesn't want to risk anything too much, but he's going to take a 4-0 lead into the third, and it will be Chandler's choice.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson.
It's a quick sit out and get the reversal on him.
Wow.
He jumped a great whistle there, and that's the best motion he's had in this match.
Yeah.
Cameron over on the side here trying to get to his feet. Chandler working wrist. Cameron coming up on one leg. Sitting right on the edge of the mat again.
Okay.
Okay, 1:29 to go here in the third period. Cameron will get a fresh whistle here.
Well, he's got to beat Chandler on the whistle.
Right.
Either one or two.
Get a good stand-up. Tried to go to a switch. Chandler just follows. They were saying there was a clasp there. I didn't see it either, but they were spinning around, so...
Up on his feet, Chandler trying to lift him up again. There it looked like a clasp.
That was really close. I don't know if he had his hands like a wrist or something, but...
Under a minute left in the match.
It is 4-2. Chandler's got to get to his feet or get up or something. There he's on his feet. Now Chandler brings him up and brings him back down out of bounds, or right on the edge of the line. Chandler's got to work hard to get out of bounds. Chandler's trying to drag him back in, looking at the clock. They have not called stalling on that. He's just got a spiral ride, and sit on it. Looking at the clock while he's wrestling, that's a dead giveaway there.
Yeah.
19 seconds to go, and nothing happening. This one's going to end. It's 4-2 in favor of Kansas Catholic, though, to put them closer.
Well, Sasser wins the match 4-2. Your UFC Mineola scoreboard now is Marshall 17 and Team United 16. We'll take this break. We'll come back with the 160-pound weight class after this.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson has all your gravel, sand, clay, landscape, rock, black dirt, crushed granite, and crushed concrete needs. Call Shannon at 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8454. Larson Brother Concrete can handle all your concrete needs. Give them a call today. That number again, Shannon, 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8453. Larson Brother Concrete, serving our entire Q9.
Larson Brothers Concrete has trucks available for hire to do custom hauling.
Okay, back here during the break, Mason Peterson going against state-ranked Kate Contrado. And with just 59 seconds, Conzado took him down and pinned Peterson at the 59-second mark. Now your UFB Mineola scoreboard reads Marshall 23 and Team United 16. We're at 172-pound weight class.
We got Noah Meyer going against Tucker Feeney.
Yep. Noah, a junior, Feeney, a senior with a 32-10 record.
Shot in, and Noah caught him in a front headlock, but Feeney's able to get around the corner and get the takedown. Just riding parallel on the body on Noah here, trying to dig an arm out. He's going to push him away, and Noah's going to get a 1 point awarded for escape right on the edge of the mat here.
It's just 2-1.
Yep. Deanie's the headgear game off, so they had to get that readjusted. Noah shoots in on a nice single, pushing Feeney back, but Feeney's trying to block it. Noah picks him up and dumps him home. Was a nice shot by Noah, and he's gonna turn Feeney loose. So 3-3. Great confidence booster for Noah there. That was a nice takedown.
This folks are Richard and Vanessa. Tied up at 3 apiece.
49 seconds to go here. Oh, he snaps Feeney down. They're going right out on the edge of the mat. Grabs the leg, they go around a couple circles, and they're out of bounds. Oh, he shoots in underneath. He's got Feeney in a high single.
Just got to be patient with this. Don't tuck your head underneath. Don't let Feeney crowd you. He's trying to hit him here, but 25 seconds. Oh, potentially dangerous. Potentially dangerous.
You've got to go in with your elbows in. He goes in. Asking for an underhook. 20 seconds left. Tied up at 3-3. Marshall leading in the team score, 23-16. They're locked up head-to-head. Noah's better off breaking apart if he can.
Well, Phoenix prefers, and Norris chooses on his feet, which is good. He's gotten shoots in there again on a single, trying to pick him up again. Drive him up.
Well, right stay on. Where you're at, and you can't get taken down out there.
Oh,
they're out of bounds. They're out of bounds. The official didn't call it.
So Feeney now leading 5-2. Noah trying to get up to his base. Feeney's got that arm trying to get it around behind his back.
He's got it in the arm bar right here.
Oh, working for a country boy if he can.
I think Noah's got his arm slipped out of there. Now he got it back up there. Noah's got to come up to his knees right here. To fight that. And spins around. There was some good action there. Noah just about got away from Feeney, but Feeney was able to get around there and get back in control on the ride. 50 seconds to go here, second period.
Feeney's just hanging on to that, trying to dig that arm bar in, and now he goes back around to the referee's position.
Noah's got to get up to his feet if he can. 30 seconds.
Feeney hanging on here. Just putting a lot of pressure on Noah's shoulders, not letting him come up.
And now Noah's getting called for stalling. Under 20 seconds left in the second period. It will be Noah's choice in the third period.
Yep.
Feeney's not trying anything.
It'll be Feeney's choice.
Noah's
trying to come up, but I think he's kind of ran the gas tank maybe a little empty doing some of those shots. He's got to get up and get some air in him. 5-3. Crowd trying to fire him up. Feeney is going to choose down.
Bill's going to go international style on top.
He'll
jump on top of him or push him away.
There's a little rock there, but
Feeney stood up on him, and they go out of bounds.
Going to let him go.
Well, he lets him go, so Feeney now leading 6-3.
Noah got a couple really nice shots in on Feeney.
Yeah.
Just a little information from the coaches went out of bounds right in front of our bench. So, he tried to shoot underneath, but Feeney blocked that.
Yeah.
Good reaction by Noah, too, because Feeney probably would have thrown him if he would have went in any deeper. Feeney gets Noah taken down there.
Working for a near side cradle, but doesn't get it. And Noah's trying to get up to his base.
Feeney just parallel right on top of the body.
Tough doing push-ups when somebody's right on top of you.
Especially the bigger weights you get.
Well,
especially when the tank starts getting a little bit empty. Trying to rip that arm off, get it up on Noah's back here. Feeney walking way around the front. Noah's doing a good job of hanging that. Oh, man.
Oh, well, team point, another penalty for Noah for stalling.
He's got to muster up energy and keep moving for 40 seconds to get dinged again. But Feeney is sitting parallel on his body.
Well,
that's tough to get up when you got that much weight on your body and you're a little bit tired. 25 seconds to go here in the third period. Warning. Should have been the other way, I believe.
So another penalty, and then Feeney
lets him go. So 10-4, he's got to try and throw something.
Oh. So that's going to make it a major.
Yep.
He doesn't get away. There's a warning on Feeney, but it doesn't matter. It's his first.
So Feeney wins by a score of 12-4. Add 4 more points to Marshall's score, your UFP score, Minnesota scoreboard now reads Marshall 27 and Team United 16 with 3 matches to go. Parker Baughman out here for Team United.
Parker, they've got 3 guys listed at 189, so they're trying to figure out what they're going to do here.
Parker wrestled at 215 last time. I don't know who they got here now. They got Matheson.
Well, they got 3.
Peyton Matheson, a junior with a 31-9-8 record. Parker is a senior.
Going around, gets a takedown.
He gets a takedown. We need some points here.
We need big points.
Yeah.
The last 3 guys got to get big points for us. Oh, he's trying to throw a cradle in on Madison here. Madison just hanging onto his wrist. Madison turned it into him. Parker should have hit that near side cradle. It was right there. Madison just keeping his head down, not letting Parker get any cross face or float up on any cradles or anything.
Brian and Maggie are his folks. Under a minute left in the first period. Parker certainly with a 26-12 record, but he needs at least a major if he can.
He comes around the corner on Parker. Parker swings his back and just hips back into him. That's where Parker's kind of dangerous. He could do some strange stuff, but
right.
He uses his length well. 20 seconds to go here, first period. Just 2-0. Madison has not done much.
Well,
looks like that's the way the period's going to end. They're right out on the edge of the mat, so I'm going to let them sit there and 2-0 going into the second on for Parker Baughman. Parker's choice. He is going to defer.
Yeah. Matheson chooses down.
Well, Madison's a big kid, too.
Yes, he is.
Fairly tall.
Oh, nice sit out anyway, and then Parker brings him back down with a deep waist. Gotta somehow get an armbar or a cradle or something, a finny combination.
Something to get him opened up here a little bit. He's digging, trying to get that wrist up on Madison's back. Madison just blocking it off. Goes right back down to his belly. Now he gets back up to his base. Tries to come around on a little bit of a switch. Just hanging on to Parker's left wrist. He's got it tucked in under his chin. Just hanging on to it for dear life. Now he gets out of there. Going to get Warren for stalling. Parker's maybe got to let him up on his feet to try and catch him. He's kind of dangerous on his feet, but
1 minute left in the second period.
Not able to get anything going on here. There he tries to rip a wrist back. 45 seconds to go in the second period. Parker tried pulling him around the top, and then Madison with a crevice and a trouble almost. And he gets a reversal back. Almost. If he grabbed his head, he could have had a half note.
Right.
There.
Stacked him.
Yep. Down to 10 seconds left in the second period. Parker hanging on to a 4-2 lead.
That's where Parker's dangerous. He's getting in scramble. He's really good at coming out of them for a bigger kid. Well, he's going to take a 4-2 lead into the third period, and he'll have his choice. I don't know. I'm not sure where I put him right here. I almost see some favor going on his feet, try to catch him, but he's going to choose down.
He's got the height advantage.
Off the whistle, he just kind of faces out, tries a hip-to-hip roll, gets a two-point reversal.
Keep him there. Come on.
Bar.
I think he's got the arm bar.
Well, he does have it barred up. He's rocking it one way or the other. I don't know if he's lost. He's just got to get them feet going and just run him over. Minute 30 to go. He's trying to bring him back one way and then take him the other.
Yep. And sack him if he can.
Really hard to do. Now, Madison come around and caught Parker. Now he's got him on his back. 1:18 to go. Parker tried to roll with him and slip off it. Now Parker's coming back around. I'm not even sure if I'm going to get the score right now. Parker's got a minute. Now he's got Madison almost on his back. Get the leg free. Yeah, he's got to try and get that leg free. Very stupid. There's a half.
Oh, is he going to go? What's this?
What'd they stop it for? Should get an extra point, but what? Blood? Not in a pinhole. The official stopped it. Wow. So, hey, what is it? 11-7. So I got to get caught up. Madison had two, so he got a reversal and then some near fall.
Yeah, he must have had three near
fall. Near fall, three. And so that gets me caught up there, and then Parker's at
two reversal
pass and three and five. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, 11-7 right now.
47
seconds.
Wow.
Oh, that was, he had a nice hold there.
Oh,
I think eventually he could have got him in big trouble because he had hooked up the honeymooner. So
that half Nelson was so deep, too.
I didn't think they could stop it on a fifth potential penalty. So, crawled up on their feet trying to get Parker to go here. 47 seconds to work. Now Marshall's on their feet. We may not be able to hear ourselves think here, but this is going to get interesting. So Parker's with 47 seconds to go, 48 seconds to go, leading by four, riding on top. Fresh start.
Matheson trying to sit out. Parker's got to get him on his back. He's really good, as Danny says, in those scramble situations.
Madison's just trying to kind of grab wrists and stay flat. Not going to open up anything to Parker. Down to 25 seconds. Oh, there's been some. Parker did a heck of a job getting off his back, and that was tight.
Yeah.
And then he had Madison on his back, and then they stopped it for blood. So that was crazy. I don't think there's been. Now there has been a warning for stalling on Madison.
That's all good. Gonna win.
11-7,
and your UFP Minnesota scoreboard now reads Marshall 27,
and Team United 19. So, need a fall and a tech fall to go ahead, a fall and a major to tie. But I don't know if it'll be 7-6 or what. I don't know if this is
that Schaefer, Gavin Schaefer.
Zach DeVere.
Yep, Gavin.
There's Gavin Schaefer, 32-7, the junior. And Zach DeVere, 28-29-9, a senior. Two big boys there. Mark and Melissa are Zach's folks in relation to you.
Yep. 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 Melissa's my niece.
Yep.
Zach steps in on an overhook here, and Schaefer just kind of walks him out of bounds.
No. Need two wins for sure, and one of them has to be a pin.
Yep.
Doug is trying to get a double underhook. Got to get that. Got to get that hip in there. Oh, there's.
Keep him on the mat here, right here. He's got him in that front headlock. Yeah, Marshall kid is backing off the mat, which I would too if I was there. But the way they've called it, that's stalling. So there's a warning right there. You can't back off the mat. You always got to be going forward. And that's what they want you to do anyway.
Yep.
They want you to push forward. So, 25 seconds to go here, first period. Jack is doing a lot of the work here. Schaefer's a big kid. Oh, Zach gets in on a double underhook.
Ooh.
Schaefer just blocks that off.
Yep.
Comes pushing back in. That's the end of the first period. 0-0. I did not see whose choice it was. I'm guessing it was Schaefer's, and he's going to go right down to down position. Zach climbs on the left side, trying to work in an arm bar here. Got Schaefer busted down to his hip. Now Schaefer gets back up to his base. Got to try and open him up a little bit. Get on the armpits and stretch him forward. Schaefer really is. Oh, Zach tries a cradle, and Schaefer gets up.
Leading 1-0. That's all right. You got a minute and a half left.
Yeah, and he's got a warning.
That's the whole third period.
And he's got a warning stalling on him already, Schaefer does. So Zach's got to just stay neutral and stay in the center.
They did not meet in November. Parker Boffin wrestled Schaefer.
Okay. Zach had him down. Now he's trying to get a cradle on him, trying to come back around the other side, and they're going to go out of bounds.
Ooh.
Good work. Yep, good work by Zach. That's a confidence builder.
Schaefer looks tired.
Yeah. Tries an ankle pick on Zach. Zach just blocks that off. Stopped and pulled. Zach just keeps stocking.
Oh, Schaefer shoots in. Zach's going to try to turn the corner.
Got to keep working towards the mat, though. So, yeah. Yeah, he just backed off the mat and he's sitting there. Zach's got to just spin off the mat and kill the clock. You're not going to get a takedown out there. That's Zach's doing all the work.
Schaefer took his time getting to the center of the map. The officials don't like that either.
Nope.
So Zach's got to just push the issue here and get a key point.
Go, 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 go. You got it down. Go, go, go.
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow. Had him down underneath him. He had Schaefer flat on the mat. Let's go. Bring him to the middle. I think Zach's got a lot more in the tank than Schaefer does right now.
Well, he's, for a big man, he's quick, too. There, he tied it up.
Stood up, grabbed the hands, and broke away. So side up, 1-1.
If nothing else, you just keep pushing him and get a warning for stalling, and then you get points.
Yep.
You don't even have to take him down to win the match necessarily, but he's doing the work. Schaefer does one little shot in. Zach goes around the corner. He's got to take his time. There he gets it. Nice takedown. Schaefer shot in. Kind of a sloppy shot. But Zach was quick enough to snap that head down and get around the corner. Right out on the edge of the mat right now. 1:12 to go in the third period. Zach's trying to rip an arm up on his back. Not really anywhere you can go with it because you're going to be out of bounds.
Yeah.
Minute to go. Minute three.
63 seconds.
Schaefer is gassed. He's taking his time getting to the middle of the mat. The official's got to call that.
Gone.
Yeah, he's taking his time just lollygagging around.
Go.
Man, Olai, they gave him a lot of time there.
Schaefer tried to sit out. Zach's got an arm.
He's trying to get
an arm out. Oh, break him down, though.
Yeah, get him flat first. Run him forward.
Oh, well, good
by those guys. That's a pretty good movement for big boys. He kind of slipped off him, actually. Now Zach breaks him down. 30. So now he's got the arm bar. He's got him flat. Leave it in. You got a lot of time. A lot of time.
Keep him on the mat.
He should be able to right here. Take your time. Oh, good. But he got two. He's got two.
Oh, man. He had the shoulders on the mat for two counts.
Yeah. That was quick, too.
Leading now 5-1.
Oh, he ripped the arm bar up.
Seconds.
Just sit on that. He knows it. He's got it. He's looking at the clock. Leave it up to big boy.
Yeah. And we're going to keep it right here for the heavyweight match. As Team United now with that win, the score, team score is Marshall 27 and Team United 22. A pin to win it for Team United. And Brady Ruby is ranked second in the state in heavyweight. He's got
four on the clock. Got 1:45 to go. This is over.
There's no way he's coming off his back on this.
Yeah.
There's a ball!
Team United wins the match.
Woo!
What is it? 27.
Oh! Well, we knew it was going to be cold, Dick.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get it any closer.
Wow.
Their coaches are just leaping on the officials. It should be the other way around.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that was, I don't know what the heck they were talking, what they're looking at. The Marshall coach is livid. There's nothing they can change now, so.
Oh,
it's over. It's in the book.
Wow.
We're going to take a little time here.
Yeah, we need a little time.
And come back with the neon needles. post-match show and be talking to the coaches and some wrestlers as Team United with the UFP Minnesota scoreboard. Your final score is Team United 28 and Marshall 27. We'll be back with the Neon Needle Subway post-match show.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
UFP Minnesota is a universal forest products company and is a leading single-source supplier of industrial packaging, concrete forming products, lumber, and trusses used in manufactured homes. UFP Minnesota is proud to be a part of the Minnesota community and a big booster of all activities at Minnesota High School. Go Vikings! UFP Minnesota is always looking to hire the right individual. If you're looking to join the winning team, call 507-872-6178 or stop in at 700 East 1st Street, Minnesota to learn more.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Hero Sports Bar and Grill in Canby has homemade meals by day, and they're a watering hole by night. Heroes is capable of hosting a wide range of events, birthdays, weddings, reunions, and parties. Come on in, watch Canby Lancers sports on the TVs. Open daily for lunch, and remember, bingo is back on Tuesdays with burger night specials. Hero Sports Bar and Grill, open Monday through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 205 West 1st Street, Canby.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Okay, thank you, Maynard. Welcome back. The coaches for Marshall are protesting something, and we don't know what it is.
It sounded like there was a kid with his straps down, and he was on the mat. And, I mean, they're digging there, too, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah,
so
technical thing.
So here's the wrap-up of how the duel went. 107 pounds.
Like I said, the discussion was that one of the wrestlers for United ran out on the mat with his straps down, which you can't do. I didn't notice it, but whatever, they did, and it is what it is. So coaches are over shaking hands right now. They did what they needed to do. So up of the mat, they had 107 pounds. Eli Olson started it out against Lickie Christensen. A tough battle, lost 5-1, putting Marshall ahead 3-0.
Yep. And then at 114 pounds, Gavin Mortensen picked up a major decision. Great match by Gavin, winning 15-7
and put United ahead for the first time, 4-3.
And that, you can say that's the one point that may have won the match too. You know, I mean, it was late in the match when he got it. So
back and forth, yeah, win.
It was awesome. At 121, Tygan Long went out against a very tough Landon Marthaler. Got caught at the 257 mark, putting Marshall ahead 9-4.
Then Ben Gunnlaugsson went out and picked up a pin at the end of the second period to put Team United ahead 10-9. Second lead change. Yeah.
Then Grayson Olsen went out against Dylan Lawaji. Another tough battle, back and forth. Grayson wrestled really, really hard, but ended up losing a tech ball 18-3 at pretty much right at the end of the match. So that put Marshall ahead 14-10
at 139 pounds. Owen Shocker won against Tyson Luachi, who was ranked number 2 in the state. And Shade, this team points, lost 7-0.
Yeah.
And that's how important those team points are.
That's exactly right.
And it made the team score then Marshall 17 and Team United 10.
Then at 145, Dan Gunnlaugsson went out. Heck of a match with Colin Kilkin. Ended up winning 10-3, making it United 13, Marshall 17.
Yeah, and Marshall saved the point there, too,
right?
Losing by a simple decision.
There's a lot of these.
Cameron Sather went out against Braden Chandler and won 4-2 in a great match. Brother has two Chandlers on the team and won that match. Cameron weighed in at 145, and Chandler probably had a cut weight to make 152.
Right.
And narrowed the margin to 17-16 in Marshall's favor.
At 160, Mason Peterson went out against a very tough Tate Condevil. Got pinned at the 101 mark. Really battled hard, but that put Marshall ahead 23-16.
Then Noah Meyer went out and wrestled his heart out and lost by a major decision right at the very end against a very tough Tucker Finney. He wrestled very hard and lost 12-4, a major decision making the score then. 27 for Marshall and 16 for Team United.
Parker Botha went out at the 189 weight class, wrestled Aiden Madison, and it was back and forth and back and forth. I mean, 2-0 at the end of the first, 4-2 at the end of the second, and then Parker ended up opening up a little bit in the third period, winning that duel 11-7, making the score Marshall 27. United 19.
Yeah, Marshall did not score after they got the 27.
Yep.
So Zach DeBeer went out against a state ranked wrestler and won that match by the score of 5-1 to make it possible for the big boy to come up with the pin. Narrowed the margin 22 for United, 27 for Marshall.
And in the final match, Brady Roney went out against Andrew Cowden. He ended up catching him right away, pinned him in the 23-second mark, making the final. United 28, Marshall 27. And then the dispute afterwards, Marshall claimed that one of our kids ran out on the mat after the match was done with his singlet down. You got to have your straps up. You can have them down on the bench or behind the bench, but not in front or out on the mat. Well, the match was over, and I think that's what was the final discussion there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Technically, the match was over, so it was a done deal. And so, yeah, United ends up winning that duel 28-27. I think everybody in here is just exhausted.
Well, yeah, and the Marshall coaches, I guess you got to look for a way to try to win it for your team, but
yep.
Some technicality like that.
Not the way you want to win it, I'm sure.
No, and when the decision was made, the Marshall coaches, you've got to give them credit. They went over and shook the Team United coaches' hands.
Yep, absolutely. And they took it very well. They're over there clapping as they're handing out our medals right now. So what a fun day for this group of kids.
Oh, gosh.
And coaches.
Yeah. And so now we have to name... A Neon Needles performer of the match, and of course,
It's pretty easy.
He goes to the big boy, Brady Rhody, ranked number two in the state, and probably, 35 of his 40 wins are by pin.
Yeah,
he's a great anchor. And then the Ag Plus Cooperative, I was just for the guys right below him.
That put us in the position.
Yes, put us in the position to wrestle against a state ranked wrestler as well.
Zach Beer ends up winning that match 5-1, and that gave us the chance for Brady to go out and do what he had to do. And that's the beautiful part of a team. They're out getting their picture taken right now, so congratulations to the United team and coaches.
We're going to take a break, Maynard, send it back, because they're all taking pictures and everything. The coaching staff is with them. We want to talk to the coaches. We want to talk to some of the wrestlers to get their thing. But just keep in contact with us, and we'll let you know when we start the interviews, okay? So we'll send it back to you for now.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by Bowman Ag Service, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Citizens Alliance Bank, Kenson Marine, First Security Bank of Canby, House of Spirits, Appleton, B. Johnson Electric, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Heather Nursery, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Prairie Sun Bag, Purus, Myers Electric and Infrared, Minnesota Building Center, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Hilltop Bar and Grill, CCM Health Montevideo, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Ludwig's and Tiling, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, KB's Bar and Grill, Friends Bank, Sawareable Designs, Hoover Law Office, Canby Meat Center, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ag Plus Cooperative. Section Sports brought to you by Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B&B Electrical Contractors, the Strand Agency, Greater Community Credit Union, Klein Insurance Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, Lean Lumber, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Tron Tossel Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Gislason's Hardware, MVTV Wireless, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Independent Oil Company, A&B Auto, Miller Services Incorporated, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Haas Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Appleton Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, Druill Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Warren Triggerstead. Section Sports brought to you by Lackbarl Co-op Oil Company, Sturtevant's of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Woodstock Telephone Company, Jubilee Foods, Morris Crop Insurance, Fixin Chiropractic, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Dawson Truck Parts, Olson Dray Service, Souther Building Supplies, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Tofty Auto and Sales, Hogan Insurance Agency, Jim's Market, Canby, MB Golf Cars Incorporated, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minnesota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Hello, this is Daryl Rainier from the Rainier Auction Company in Canby, Minnesota, reminding you that our 20th annual Spring Machinery Consignment Auction will be on Saturday, March 23rd. Now, this auction will be the best of two worlds. It's live, on-site, and online bidding. Now, the deadline to get your items on the sale bill is Monday, February 19th. So, for more information, go to our website at RainierAuction.com or call 507-223-5917. Thanks, and have a good day.
Right now, the time at 3:57. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Black Pearl Village on KLQP-FM 92.1.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I sing a place called Palisade Bar. Tell me to come and see what I can.
KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
World leaders meet in Munich, Germany. Russia is on the agenda. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris and Ukrainian President Zelensky meeting at the conference as the U.S. Congress struggles on a deal to deliver aid to Ukraine. More from Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
Vice President Harris speaking alongside Ukraine's president in Germany, where she said that Russia must be stopped. This comes as Russian forces have had their biggest military gain in eastern Ukraine after Ukrainian forces were forced to retreat. Harris also spoke about the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Putin's fiercest critic who bravely returned to Russia after being poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok. Navalny recovered in a German hospital. He could have stayed there and continued his crusade against Putin outside Russia. Instead, he flew back 3 years ago after releasing a two-hour documentary exposing Putin, what he called his biggest bribe, a palace along the Black Sea.
President Biden blames Putin for Navalny's death. More than $350 million, a judge ordering former President Trump to pay up in the financial fraud case in New York. Former U.N. ambassador and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley telling Fox's Cavuto Live the former president is wasting voter donations on legal fees.
I'm worried about the RNC becoming his personal piggy bank. I mean, I think we saw that he spent $50 million of campaign contributions on his own personal court cases.
The former president plans an appeal and insists he's innocent. The GOP's South Carolina primary is February 24th. A volunteer firefighter in Sterling, Virginia was killed, several others injured after a house exploded and burst into flames. This neighbor says it was intense.
Everything in the house is rattling. We're thinking someone crashed into the house or something.
Officials say a 500-gallon propane tank was leaking before the blast. The fallen firefighter is identified as 45-year-old Trevor Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle.
President Biden isn't getting any younger and is becoming more apparent to voters across the country. This week, I'm joined by Republican strategist and vice president at Targeted Victory, Matt Gorman, as we discuss how these issues are playing out in the primary field. Available now on FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Interesting people are talking.